Hour number three of Pensacola right now is live. News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. And you're listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Happy Thursday, almost to Friday and the weekend right behind it. And Gracie, have big plans in store for the weekend here?
Not really. I'm going to be at Home Outlet with Cat Country on Saturday. So
where is that? I'm sorry.
It's Home Outlet in Fort Walton. So doing a remote there. Wow. Should be fun. And that's my only plan. So once I get that checked off the list, I'm just hanging out all weekend.
Hanging out, watching football, plenty of football and Premier League soccer.
Yes, 10:30.
Arsenal playing. Nice favorite. Do you know who they're playing this week?
I have no idea, but I've been able to finagle my way out of the other games.
Right.
Luckily, there was no games last weekend.
Early starts, yeah.
So this one I'm going to have to sit through and put the jersey on.
There you go.
So
very cool. Yeah, it'll be fun. 611 here, News Radio 92.3. We have plenty to talk about here in hour number three. And we start, of course, as always, with our top three stories. Starting with Hunter Biden today. Indicted on felony gun charges.
People are trying not to look overly happy. This is a tragedy. This is a young man, somewhat young man, who has drug problems, who has criminal problems.
How if somebody was talking about you, how would you like it if they said, "Now, Gracie, I mean, just an amazing, wonderful young, somewhat young." How would you like that if they had to correct the young portion on that? Because I feel like I'm right around there now.
Yeah, no, I'd probably be offended, but I'd probably, think I have other issues if I have
mainly talking about the sound clip there. But
yeah, no, that would stink at the same time. Way to hurt my feelings while I'm down.
Right, but as far as Hunter is concerned here, three felony criminal counts, two of them related to him allegedly filing a form claiming he was not using drugs when he bought a weapon back in 2018. The third alleges he was in possession of a gun while using drugs. So, of course, a couple of months ago, there was the plea deal that fell apart earlier this summer. Attorney General Merrick Garland appoints the special counsel, and then here we are today with that criminal indictment. So we'll see what happens moving forward here. Also, the president of the United Auto Workers Union says there will be no extension of the contracts with the big three automakers in Detroit, as workers are preparing to strike now once the contracts expire at midnight Eastern time. He adds that initial strike locations would be limited and targeted if no agreement is reached. Gracie here, do you think that we will have an agreement as of midnight Eastern time tonight?
I do not think so. I think there will be a strike, but I don't think it'll be very, very long.
Okay.
Just because, was it 2 days ago? The margin on what they
want is pretty far. It was pretty far. We'll see. Obviously, there have been discussions and proposals. I think I saw that General Motors offered one here just probably within the last hour or two. But yeah, you talked about the pay raises that the union is working for. It's like 46%, and the automakers, at least at what we have seen, is around 14-15%. But of course, that was a few days ago. But I'm with you. I think there will be a short strike. They will not reach a deal with all three by the end of the night tonight here on the East Coast. Finally, in our top three stories today, a luxury cruise ship that's been stranded off the coast of Greenland for 3 days is finally free. The Ocean Explorer ran aground Monday, and it wasn't until today's high tide that it was able, finally, to pull free. 206 people on board, and they returned to a port where they could all fly home. Those are our top three stories today. 6:15, pretty messy on the roads throughout the afternoon.
Well, we're finally looking a little bit better on the roads with I-10 and I-110 not showing any more slowdowns. We had an accident there in between 29 and I-110 just a little bit ago. So that has cleared up. There are reports of just a few other little fender benders right before you get to the Pine Forest exit westbound on I-10, as well as right in the middle between Pine Forest and 29. So not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind. We did have some heavy rain throughout the area, so use a lot of caution on the roads. Coming up for weather, we still have some rain coming throughout our area. And looks like more rain to come throughout the evening. So scattered storms throughout this evening. Right now, we're getting rain throughout West Pensacola, Myrtle Grove, Beulah, down to the NAS area. But then all along I-10 into Mobile, you'll be seeing slow-moving traffic, or you'll be seeing rain due to, or you'll be seeing rain throughout Alabama, and then just north of that as well, Baymanet, Sarah, Land, Atmore, getting some heavy rain as well. So just keep that in mind. If you see something else on the roads, please call the traffic line. I'm Gracie. CN News Radio 92.3.
All right. Starting off with our local headlines, the Escambia Sheriff's investigating a death that happened at the Publix at Pine Forest and Nine Mile Roads. This is at around 10:30 this morning, and investigators say nothing suspicious. It appears to be natural causes, but a man found dead inside his car in the parking lot of that Publix there this morning at around 10:30. City of Pensacola, developers looking to build a six-story extended stay hotel downtown, hitting a bit of a snag over parking. Carrioth Corporation wants to build the Homewood Suites by Hilton at 801 East Gregory Street. Hilton requires 132 parking spaces for every room, but on the property there's only enough space for 111. So they asked the Pensacola Planning Board to approve building the 21 needed spaces on a public right-of-way at 13th Avenue and DeLeon Street.
Giving exclusive use to on-street city parking, it's a no-win situation for the city. It's not really going to help with your situation because you're going to end up towing people, you're going to end up arguing with each other, and those people are going to end up coming back to the city and asking us to resolve the problem that we've created.
And ultimately, the planning board split 2-2 on that. City Council could take up the issue next month and make a final decision. Also, FHP says somebody drove through a fence and crashed into a boat at Aqua Force Marine on Fairfield Drive. That happened this morning at around 3 a.m. And what's worse, the driver then fled the scene. FHP now looking for a Hyundai vehicle they say is significantly damaged in the front. If you have any information, you're asked to contact FHP at 850-484-5000. A state senator in Miami taking aim at boater safety. Specifically, they want to require that all boaters, regardless of age, go through a mandatory boating safety course. Now, last year, 63 people died while boating statewide. The current law requires people born after 1988 to pass a course while those older are grandfathered in. Well, this boater tells Channel 3 that boater safety is learned by operating and hands-on experience.
Well, it upsets me, and I'm not going to go get a card. I've been boating all these years. I don't think that card's going to make me a safer operator. I'd run the risk of getting a ticket. Come get me.
Well, the bill would not affect boating rentals. The course takes a couple of hours to complete, and the bill also would create a designation on your driver's license that proves you passed. So easy way for FWC to look at that. Also, Escambia County recently with several buses and ambulances being out of service with fuel injector issues. So far, no official word on what caused the issue.
It's frustrating more than anything. We've attacked it as aggressively as we can. We've tested all the tanks. We've cleaned tanks. We've tested the fuel. We've had three different folks come in and do independent tests and really hasn't nailed down that it's a fuel problem per se.
That's Escambia County Administrator Wes Marino. He says the county has moved some fleet vehicles around to cover for ambulances and buses that are down while those fuel injectors are being replaced. 6:20 right now. We'll take a break. State and national news when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
deep, climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson.
Goes down! Sacked!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield!
Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off!
Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
This is the time of year when team spirit takes center stage. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. This time of year, folks living in the South naturally turn their interest towards supporting their favorite football team. Everyone loves a championship team, and in recent years, we've had our share of those. We like to think we've built a championship team when it comes to serving your heating and air conditioning needs. We go the extra mile to deliver honest, courteous service and top-of-the-line products at a fair price. So no matter whose team you're pulling for, choose the championship team of Climatech of Professional Air for your home's heating and cooling needs. Climatech of Professional Air.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Your body is a temple.
Or at least it should be.
If you don't think so due to pain, weight gain, or even weight loss, then check into the treatments at Chill Out Cryo Spa. Want to slim down, tone up, tighten skin, or relieve pain? Chill Out Cryo Spa can help. Consultations are free, and special end-of-summer packages are available now. Achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions. You want to look and feel your best. Chill Out Cryo Spa can help you meet your goals. Visit chilloutcryospa.com and schedule your free consultation today.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola, right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Running through the strange life, chasing all them green lights, throwing out the shade for a little bit of sunshine. Hit me with them good vibes, pictures on my phone lights, everything is so fine, little bit of sunshine.
Yeah. Crazy lately, I'm confirming, trying to rob myself of something.
Not a whole lot of sunshine right now. Storms continuing to move their way through the listening area here just shy of 6:30. But I think the weekend weather forecast, at least when I looked last time, looked a bit better. Maybe, I don't know, it kind of looks the same actually now. But a few days ago, it looked like it was mostly sunny skies for the weekend. But early next week, at least for now, looks like we'll get mostly sunny skies on Monday. But each day for the rest of the week looks like a chance of some showers and thunderstorms, just kind of the typical pattern right now. But thankfully nothing going on in the tropics that concerns us here locally, so that is good news. Gracie, it has been fairly busy on the roads throughout the afternoon. Things quieting down a little bit now?
Yes, they are. So I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays anymore, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. If you do see something else on the roads, 850-2626-111 is the number to call. And for weather, we do have another chance of rain coming up tomorrow, 50% chance of rain. That's going to be mainly in the afternoon with the high of 91. Coming up tonight, we'll still have some chances of rain. So we still have some light rain throughout Pensacola, mostly throughout West Pensacola, Myrtle Grove, Beulah, and down to NAS, and then light rain all throughout Alabama, north of I-10. So expect some rain there, heavier rain making its way into Century in just a bit here. If you see anything else on the roads, traffic line numbers 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, we start with state headlines now. The new state attorney for Orange and Osceola County says he'll send all police use of force cases to a grand jury in order to create community transparency. Andrew Bain replaced Monique Worrell, who Governor DeSantis suspended last month, accusing her of negligence.
Also, weekly jobless claims are up in Florida. That's following five straight weeks of declines. So the Labor Department says that the Floridians filing for the first time in unemployment last week was about 5,400, and that increased around 600.
Florida working on a campaign now to recruit more out-of-state law enforcement officers. Governor DeSantis says the state will buy billboards in Chicago to promote his policies. He'll target Illinois crime rates and the elimination of its cash bail system. The ads will highlight a $5,000 signing bonus for police recruits from another state, as well as a first responder housing program.
Also, the CDC is speaking out over Florida's COVID booster recommendations. The CDC director, Mandy Cohen, says that the state's decision is unfounded and dangerous. She says that the new boosters are the safest protection to avoid virus-related hospitalizations and death.
Also, the woman accused of arranging her ex-husband's murder in Jacksonville Beach is fighting her extradition to Duval County, where she will face a possible death sentence. Prosecutors say Shanna Lee Gardner arranged the murder of Microsoft executive Jared Bregan last year. Gardner's current husband is also accused of hiring another man to shoot and kill him.
Also, some good news for a high school in the Big Bend area. In the Big Bend, there were serious doubts whether the Madison High Cowboys would get to play home at the home football games this season after Hurricane Idalia, but the community members and the FHSAA were able to get Boot Hill Stadium cleaned up and repaired. And they're going to have their first home game coming up tomorrow night.
Yeah, very cool there. Taking a look at our national headlines today, a federal judge is ruling the DACA program unlawful for a second time. The Obama-era measure prevents thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. as children from being deported. The Texas judge did allow DHS to continue taking DACA applications for the time being. The Biden White House is expected to appeal.
Also, Hurricane Lee is weakening, but forecasters warn that it will remain a large and dangerous storm as it heads towards the New England and Canadian coasts. The National Hurricane Center says that Lee is still packing winds of nearly 90 miles per hour, dropping to a Category 1 hurricane. It will weaken into a tropical storm by the time it makes landfall in the next couple days.
Also, a group of Russian ransomware hackers are claiming responsibility for the cyber attack on MGM Resorts in Las Vegas. The breach affected slot machines, hotel room keys, and more for 4 days. The group says they were able to do it with a phone call last weekend.
Also, President Biden is speaking about his economic agenda and the effects of a possible government shutdown.
Whatever we've set our mind to as a country, we've always accomplished. We've never failed. Not a joke. Think about it. Name me one objective America's set that they haven't been able to accomplish if we work together.
There's less than 3 weeks before the government is going to run out of funds, and the House Republicans are demanding a spending cut of about $120 billion before approving the budget.
Sad news for me today. The Saturn rocket that welcomed folks into Alabama on I-65 for decades is officially being taken down. It's located outside the State Welcome Center in Ardmore since the late 70s, and it's coming down due to its deteriorating condition. It'll be returned to NASA once the rocket is fully removed. Not like I've spent too many trips on I-65. I think I've only maybe seen it twice, but big fan of the Apollo program growing up. Apollo 13, one of my favorite movies of all time. Of course, you know, Apollo 11, Neil Armstrong from Ohio. I'm from Ohio. I've been to the Neil Armstrong Museum. I loved Apollo stuff. So I always loved seeing the rocket there on the side of the road, but, you know, nothing good lasts forever.
Yeah, that does stink. The New York mayor, Eric Adams, is continuing to put pressure on the feds over the city's migrant crisis.
We got a $5 billion deficit that we have to take out of the household of New York City. It's unacceptable.
And he says that he supports a proposed state law that would grant migrants New York-only working permits to get them working faster. And the White House staffers are arriving in the city this week to guide migrants through the process of filing for federal work authorization. It's 6:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now, and Joe and Gracie taking you through a Thursday afternoon. We're going to be back after a Fox News update, followed by Your Money Now right here on News Radio 92.3.
News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Hunter Biden has been indicted on firearms charges relating to special counsel David Weiss's investigation. His lawyer is pushing back. Fox's David Spunt reports.
We got this lengthy statement from Abby Lowell. Want to read just part of it. He says, Hunter Biden possessing an unloaded gun for 11 days was not a threat to public safety, but a prosecutor with all the power imaginable bending to political pressure presents a grave threat to our system.
Hunter Biden is accused of lying about a drug addiction while purchasing a handgun in 2018. President Biden talking about the economy today, contrasting his policy with Republicans.
Their plan, Maganomics, is more extreme than anything America has ever seen before. Just months ago, they went further than anyone has ever gone, threatening to default on the debt.
Republicans are hammering the president for persistently high inflation. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Adobe is out with fiscal third quarter results that appeared to slightly top expectations on both the top and bottom lines. That includes record revenue of just under $4.9 billion. The digital media and software maker also issued a bullish profit forecast for the current quarter. Despite the positive news, shares of Adobe are down 1.75% in after-hours trading. A new addition to Amazon's board is fueling some optimism about the company's push into healthcare and the company's stock. The e-commerce and tech giant late yesterday announced that current Humana director Brad Smith would be joining Amazon's board. And analysts view the move as indicative of the company taking another step towards advancing its healthcare-related efforts. Smith also happens to be a former chief executive of software company Intuit. U.S. stocks notched solid gains today. The S&P 500 rose 37. The Dow Industrials jumped 331, or 1%, and the NASDAQ Composite leaped 112 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. The Super Bowl loser jinx doesn't really make sense. If you're good enough to win the conference, you should be good enough to get back to the big game the next year. The problem in the NFL is health. The Eagles kept their roster intact for the most part last season. Injuries on defense are the key storyline against the Vikings tonight. And we're only 5 days into the season. They better hope the health trend ticks up, or they could fall into a familiar pattern for teams that fell short in the Super Bowl. I'm Andrew Perloff.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on a Thursday evening. Hope you're having a great week. One day closer to the weekend, just a little bit rainy, and we're probably going to be seeing that a little bit more tomorrow and a little bit throughout the weekend, but next week looks great, so that is something to look forward to. I'm going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get our sports. So I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as 29 and 90. We're finally have no slowdowns to report, but if you do see something, please give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. Coming up for weather, like I mentioned, we are going to be seeing some more rain tomorrow, 50% chance of rain in the afternoon with a high of 91. And then coming up Friday night, 40% chance of rain with a low of 75. So hopefully that's not over any high school football games, but we will see. Tonight's low is 73. We do have some light rain still throughout our area. It is 80 currently throughout our area with a heat index of 84. Also, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love, and your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. So we are at 7:15 having the kickoff to week two in the NFL. Jalen Hurts and the Eagles hosting Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. That's on Amazon Prime. Gracie has called this one in favor of the Eagles, I believe 21-14.
Yep.
So you are calling on the Eagles to cover. I'd like that pick. My score, maybe just a little bit higher. I'm going to say 27-17, but somewhere in that vicinity. I don't think the over-under hits. I think it's like 49 or so. I think it's going to be a little bit more lower scoring than that. Mm-hmm. But, we're both in agreement there. The Eagles should take care of business. The two teams played last year, of course. Not a whole lot you can glean from a year ago, but it was not pretty for the Vikings there. Three interceptions from Kirk Cousins. I kind of expect the same thing happening again here. But as long as he gets plenty of receptions to Justin Jefferson, and if Devontae Smith can do his thing, I'll be happy regardless there. Major League Baseball scoreboard right now, the Braves are off. The Rays and Orioles are playing on Fox right now. No score, bottom of the second inning. Red Sox up on the Yankees 2-0. The Blue Jays over the Rangers 2-1 in the second inning. Games already final include the Pirates 2-0 over the Nationals. The Tigers beat the Reds 8-2. Game one of the Red Sox-Yankees doubleheader went the Red Sox way 5-0. And the Brewers beat the Marlins 4-2. Right now, college football, ACC Network Miami is hosting Bethune-Cookman, and on ESPN right now, Memphis and Navy are squaring off. 640 now, News Radio 92.3, health, business, and science notes today. Skittles will not be getting kicked out of California after all. So a ban on certain food ingredients did pass the California legislature this week, but the final version did not include titanium dioxide, which is an ingredient in Skittles. Just the name titanium dioxide doesn't sound too appealing to me. The rules would ban foods that contain potassium bromate, brominated vegetable oil, and red dye number 3.
Also in Health, Business, and Science notes, a NASA astronaut, Frank Rubio, now holds the record for the longest orbit mission in or by an American. So Rubio passed 355 days on the International Space Station this week. He is scheduled to come home back to Earth on the 27th of September. After that, he will have spent 371 days in space.
Mexico overtaking China as America's biggest trading partner with roughly $400 billion in imports from Mexico this year. Meanwhile, foreign direct investment in Mexico is up more than 40% as U.S. companies increasingly set up shop.
Also, some first responders who battled in the Maui wildfires are still dealing with breathing issues after more than a month. So some people are still coughing up soot. And Tina Braddock, who provides therapy in Ohana, says they're now offering free services for first responders on Maui with three different locations. So people will go to... or people who go into this kind of environment and breathe the oxygen for a large period of time have formed therapy for their lungs.
Yeah, it's I guess hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which if I'm thinking of the same thing, I think a lot of professional athletes use this, where they'll like sleep in it, and it's supposedly, you know, good for the lungs and things like that. So that, you know, hope those people that are affected there with the first responders in their lungs, hopefully they're able to clear up here soon. 642 now, News Radio, taking a look at some pop culture notes today. So we talked about the guy who was accused of stalking Drew Barrymore. Now he's after another target, apparently. He stormed, allegedly, New York Fashion Week looking for actress Emma Watson. TMZ says that Chad Michael Busto snuck into a dressing room at the Brooklyn Navy Yard and started yelling at models and makeup artists, repeatedly telling them he wanted to marry the actress.
Oh, yikes. Yeah. Chad, come on. Get it together. Also, there was a fierce bidding war today for Princess Diana's famous black sheep sweater. So in the final 15 minutes of the auction, the bidding went from $190,000, which is still a lot, to the final price of $1.1 million. Yeah. So she wore it back in 1981 while she was watching then Prince Charles polo match.
Let me ask you a question. Like, hypothetically, if you had the money to win this and you were like, because you're obviously a royal aficionado, our in-house expert here. If you bought this sweater, would you buy it to wear it or just to display it?
Oh.
Like, money is no object.
I think I would wear it if I got it, which if I did, like, have endless,
yeah,
endless
yeah. Money is no object here. This is
actually something I kind of maybe would want.
Yeah?
Like, Princess Diana, it's like kind of a famous sweater. It's cute, and like that looks kind of back of just like Princess Diana 90s, you know, look a little bit. So 80s look, I guess.
They sell them on Etsy. I mean, they sell like replica ones on Etsy, lookalikes for like, you know, $50. So
yeah, see, I don't have endless amounts of money, so I don't even have $50 to spend on the sweater, but yeah, I'd probably wear
it. Well, I'm telling you what though here. I mean, Christmas is around the corner, and so on your Christmas list, especially if
I want a dupe.
People are shopping early for you, maybe, you know, cuz they heard our newscast,
yeah.
You know, say, "Hey, got to start your shopping here by Halloween." Maybe you'll get the replica sweater there.
Yeah, for sure.
Also in pop culture notes today, we've talked a lot here about Taylor Swift and NSYNC. And, of course, there was the NSYNC reunion 20 years after the, their last reunion was 2013. But 20 years after they won the first VMA Pop Video Award, they presented Taylor Swift with this year's. And Taylor Swift was awestruck, of course, and also said, "Well, hey, what's next? What are you guys doing?" Well, we finally got our answer today, as NSYNC is releasing a new song for the upcoming Trolls movie that Justin Timberlake is featuring in, Trolls Band Together. The song is called Better Place, and it can be heard at the very end of the movie's trailer, which came out today. Just let me take So that song will be officially coming out September 29th, and the movie hits theaters on November 17th.
Do we think that something else may come from NSYNC, or we're just getting the song? Which, I mean, I'm happy for the song, but
I don't know. That's a great question. I think for now, just the song.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that. Lastly, the last pop culture note before traffic on the fives. 12 candidates for the introduction into the National Toy Hall of Fame are among among them are the game Battleship, Connect Four, baseball cards, bingo, Nerf toys, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So people can vote online for their favorites until the 20th of September, and three toys are going to get inducted. So of those, only three will make it.
Yeah. I think baseball cards would be one for sure for me. Also, Nerf toys. Not so much the guns, but like I played with, you know, the Nerf footballs growing up because I kept breaking stuff with the real footballs. And Battleship would be, I think, my third choice on that.
Yeah, I feel like those are all classic good ones as well to put in there. Gonna get a real quick look at traffic and weather together at 6:46. We're looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, no really major slowdowns to report, but if you do see something, of course, call into the traffic line at 850-2626-111. For weather, Alan Strum's gonna let us know what's going on for the rest of the week.
Oh, there he is.
Skies will be pretty cloudy as we head through the rest of tonight, and there's still a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up even after the sun sets. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, every day we've got a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. That rain chance runs at about 50%. With more sunshine, we'll be up in the low 90s. With more cloud cover and rain, we'll see temperatures held in the 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. I'm Grace Down News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by David's Catfish House. So David's Catfish House is located on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington in Pensacola.
Awesome. Taking a look now at some wacky and weird headlines. Somebody on Reddit asked, what's the weirdest or dumbest way you've ever earned some extra money? Gracie, do you have any stories off the top of your head? I couldn't really think of any.
I can. I'll just say it. In college, I donated plasma.
Oh, well, I mean, that's not
normal, yeah. But I don't know. Some people frown upon it. My mom was mad that I did
it. Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
But would she frown at any of these if you did this? So, number one, somebody let a guy from Craigslist shave their head and film it for $600. As a 10-year-old kid, a neighbor paid them to come over and read books to their parrot because he was depressed. And somebody got hit by a car when they were 12, and the driver bribed them with a $20 bill to say, hey, don't tell anybody, and immediately bought candy with that $20.
I mean, when you're 12, $20, I just feel like
that's $1 million, right? Yeah. I'm buying the Princess Di sweater.
Yeah,
that.
Exactly. Also in wacky and weird notes, a British company is in the process of developing a perfume that smells like yellow pages, like the yellow pages. So the company is called Yell and says that the yellow pages are a timeless and familiar scent, and it's being created to transport the mind and the senses back to the past.
I don't know that timeless would be the word I would use. Certainly familiar. Yes. And as we've been reading this story here today, talking about it, I can smell the yellow pages, just like I'm sure everybody listening to us right now can smell the yellow pages.
Yeah.
Cologne, I don't love it. Maybe as like a scented candle, yeah. Maybe? I don't know. But no, I'm not spraying that on.
Yeah.
Also, we have another tourist vandalizing historic and culturally significant monuments or statues or just tourist spots. This one in Brussels, Belgium, an iconic statue there. An Irish tourist was filmed climbing on it, and he caused some damage on the way down. A part of the statue believed to be a torch broke off. And to fix the statue, it's about $19,000. The Brussels Stock Exchange plans on making him pay for it, as they should. But what really grinds my gears is that the guy broke the statue just a day after the building that houses the statue reopened following a $150 million restoration.
That is just awful.
That's just a day after there. Right before we get to our final break here, how about we listen to the most viral mariachi band in the world? This one, a Mexican restaurant in Vegas. A customer requested the song Yeah by Usher, Here's what it sounded like. There, amazing job there by that mariachi band. You got to have the okay in there. You got to do that.
I hope they gave him a big tip. That is awesome.
All right, final break of the show coming up here on a Thursday. We're back with good news.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with a third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
This is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join me for the Chamber Connection show. This week on the Chamber Connection, I'll be talking to Carol Carlin, who will have a special announcement about a Chamber event that will be upcoming in early 2024. So join me for the Chamber Connection.
The Chamber Connection, Monday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I just want to stay in the sun where I
find. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. We're going to start off with a look at traffic and weather together at 6:55 before we get our good news to end off this Thursday show. We're looking good on the roads. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, so really no slowdowns to report. Also looking good on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. If you do see something on the roads, please give a call to the traffic line at 850-2626-111. Coming up for weather, chances of rain for tomorrow. That's going to mostly be in the afternoon at 50% and a high of 91. Coming up tomorrow night, 40% chance of rain with a low of 75. A low of 73 for tonight and still some chances of rain. We still have some light rain. Basically just going right diagonal throughout Pensacola, getting rain in Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point as well as Pensacola Beach. And going to be seeing some more rain to follow throughout the rest of this evening. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, finishing off as we always do with good news, and we start with a Southwest pilot. His name, Reuben Flowers. Back in 1994, Reuben took a photo in the cockpit with his toddler son in the co-pilot seat, and apparently this photo just recently he stumbled upon. It was not one that he had, you know, had kept personally here. But just found it, and almost 30 years later, he and his son, Reuben Jr., recreated that photo, and Reuben is a Southwest pilot as well. So father-son pilot duo. In fact, his son was sitting in that co-pilot's chair for his dad's very last flight before he retired. So I'm sure very emotional for the father and son. I was actually just when I was reading this story, I was surprised, and anybody that knows me knows that I'm a pretty emotional guy. I was surprised at how emotional I was at my dad's retirement ceremony. I worked for FedEx for literally as long as I have been alive. And, you know, just every day, he, you know, driving a courier. He's a courier and worked in Columbus, Ohio for 30-something odd years, moved to Pensacola, and worked here for, you know, 2.5, 3 years. And it was just like, you know, every day. It's like your dad came home, he had the FedEx gear, and then literally one day it was over. Mm-hmm. And it was just very emotional. It's just like, wow, it's just like, can't believe that. But, yeah, very cool moment for that father and son there.
That is very cool. A Good Samaritan out of California, Costco employee in California, getting praise for returning an envelope full of cash that was found while working.
My manager walked me outside, and the member was right there. She was shaking my hand for like a good 20 seconds. I'm like, dang. So, yeah, she told me like, oh, you know, I'm so glad, you know, you found this and that's for my kids to go to school. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm happy to help.
So awesome there. That is John. He was able to track down the rightful owner and return the cash, and he did earn Employee of the Month because of his good deed.
The 79-year-old man with dementia recently got scammed out of his entire life savings in Australia. Somebody tricked him into giving them his bank info. They stole around $460,000, but the good news is his bank, ANZ Bank, agreed to repay the entire amount, which was very rare. They said in this particular case, obviously due to his vulnerability, and they said, hey, frankly, we should have done more to protect his accounts. So we are reimbursing him for the full amount. So that is
awesome.
A great story there. That'll do it for us here Thursday evening. Hope you enjoy the Thursday night football game or whatever else it is that you do tonight. And we'll see you back here tomorrow, 4 to 7. For a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now. As of now, we're looking like we'll hear from Patrick Bernardo, P&J sports reporter, as we get an update on high school football, and of course our weekly segment with Tanner Stewart. So looking forward to talking to both of those gentlemen. Gracie, have a good night. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
A trip to the nation's capital. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Ukraine's president is expected to visit Capitol Hill next week. Zelensky.